They heard the motor for a long time without listening. The sound came closer and became a roar, then changed to a purr and stopped. And then there was silence. A charged and terrifying silence. Grandmother stood up as quickly as she could and said, "Go and look, but don't let them see you." Sophia crept in under the aspens, and when she came back she was pale. "It's him! It's him!" she whispered frantically. "It's the owner!" Grandmother stared wildly around her, took a few steps in one direction and then a few steps back. She was beside herself with terror. "Don't let him see you," she kept repeating. "See what he's doing, but don't let him see you."